Now, that's great information, yeah. What are some options for students to explore career-wise as they decide on what college they want to go to and how they prepare for that?
Absolutely. One other thing I'd like to mention about preparing your student for college is that when you study hard, this can literally translate into thousands, if not tens of thousands, of scholarship dollars later on. So the better that you do academically, the more your education can pay for itself in the future. The other side of things, too, in terms of what your next question about preparing for different career tracks and what you're looking to get into professionally, I would encourage folks to start thinking about doing job shadowing opportunities, internships in your local area. Depending on what you're trying to pursue, are you wanting to get into veterinary medicine, or do you want to become a lawyer, or whatever you're looking to get into, there are lots of organizations around your area that will typically have opportunities to pursue job shadows and internship opportunities, so you can really get a peek behind the curtain for those different career paths. And really, a lot of it's just about asking, figuring out, do they have these opportunities, and are you willing to take me on?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I mean, because what, you know, the worst is you're going to hear is no, you know, so then you can reroute after that if you need to. Mm-hmm. How do students and parents get information about the options for colleges?
Yeah, I think the first place to start is typically with the admission office at those institutions. So these are the people who are representing the schools and will field all of the major questions that you can that you have about those institutions themselves. So the basic thing is start with them, but then to start thinking about, hey, are there ways that I can get involved with communicating with current students on those campuses? Because they're living that experience right now and can give you that perspective from what you might be seeing as a student yourself. I would also encourage you to think about who in your community has attended college and ask them about their experiences, because a lot of these things can act as those filtering processes to figure out what is it that I want out of my experience. And honestly, equally as important, what do I not want for my experience?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You know, how soon should a student start applying for college and for financial aid if they need it?
Right. So for the application process to the schools, you will typically apply during the fall of your senior year. That's when you have had the chance to typically have taken the type of courses that you need to prepare for the academic rigors of college, and that's when the applications will typically open for those universities. There are some exceptions, of course, like if you're graduating early, but making sure that you have all of your high school graduation requirements and the college preparatory courses that you need to be prepared for those universities and colleges themselves. In terms of applying for financial aid, well, the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, that opens up in October. So right now would be a great place if you're a senior to start thinking about applying for a need-based financial aid in those capacities. But when it comes to scholarships through universities themselves, there are sort of